suenan como eco y palpitan por sí solas. Del dolor salen nuevas llagas que se curan con el tiempo si dejas pasar las horas. Del desamor nacen otras cosas que no sabía que existían, pero me han colmado dudas. Huellas que me vean partir, no regresaré a la oscuridad, más vale querer y no mirar atrás.
FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Musqueam people. We'll be right back.
Brain Dead on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Andrew Willis. That is my name. I'm not usually here on a Thursday, but you know what? I came here just for you because I love you just that much. It's Thursday, which means it's kind of a freaky day. It's kind of like a pre-Friday. I don't really know. I'm going to go definitely be getting out there and getting myself some beers. Some cold beer, which is a great way to start a Thursday, begin a Thursday, end a Thursday. I don't know. I could have a beer at 8 in the morning. That's just the way I do things. Welcome to the show. It's a weird show. It's a spooky show. It's an hour-long show. But you know what? I'm doing it just for you, baby, because I love you that much. We are going to pump you up, build you up, break you down. It's going to be a mitzvah. So let's all take a little bit of a trip to LA. I know you're tired and bummed out because that's just how things are when you're on campus on a Thursday. You got school. It's weird. Midterms are happening or not happening. Who knows? We have I Love LA by Starcrawler on CITR 101.9 FM. I Love LA. I really do. I truly do. I Love LA, Starcrawler on CITR 101.9 FM. Valentine's Day is going to be coming up around the corner. It always does. And you know what? I'm always single for it. And you know what? That's fine. I don't really mind that much if I'm single because I can do a lot of fun stuff on my own. I mean, you have to if you're, you know, living, right? 365 days a year. You're doing something fun at least once or twice a year. So Valentine's Day really doesn't have to be it. You don't have to feel, you know, alone and freaky if you're alone and freaky. Because I'm alone and freaky. And you're alone and freaky. That's why I love you. I have a little bit of a story for you. It's a little bit interesting. It's coming out of Vancouver. Vancouver was recently named among the best cities in the world to find love, as well as the top spot for Torontonians to travel to on Valentine's Day. I just want to interject here. They're probably coming here because it's so damn cold over there. But anyways, nonetheless, Alliance Global, it's a travel agency. they have ranked the most popular Valentine's Day destinations for the U.S. and for lovebirds around the world. What's more, Vancouver made the top 10 most popular international cities. It placed fifth. In addition, a second Canadian city, Toronto, made top 10, placing sixth. Cancun, apparently, is the number one international hotspot for lovers on Valentine's Day to go to and do what fun people do on Valentine's Day. What do you do on Valentine's Day? I would really like to know. You can always pull out your characters, pull out your phone, let me know. Do it in class. Why not? I mean, God, class can be so boring. Sometimes you just need a little bit of social media to amp that, pump that up. So at Annieland Radio, I'm there. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Pull them out. Pull out those thumbs. Let me know. What are you going to be doing on Valentine's Day? I want to know. I will tell you something that I'm going to be preparing for because I love so much. It's Fun Drive. It's going to be happening. Fun Drive is this fun little thing that we do every year to raise money for the station here. It is from February 28th to March 7th. The annual drive is what really keeps the lights on here at the studio and keeps us programmers being able to talk into microphones. Our goal this year is to raise $40,000. So if you want to pull out some shekels, pull out your coins, if you're single and you don't have anyone to donate to via a gift or chocolates or whatever it is, some fakakta stuff, whatever mishigas you have going on for Valentine's Day, give it to us. We could use it. We love it. Go to citr.ca/donate. By phone, you can go to 604-822-8648. That is 604-UBC-UNIT to donate. That will be between February 28th to March 8th. No, March 7th. Jeez, what am I doing? Come in person. I love seeing people. We all love people here at CITR. Go to the AMS Nest at UBC and drop off some money. Drop off some shekels. Don't buy a coffee that day, okay? Give it to us. We need it. We love you. Next on the show, we have Animals in the Attic, a really great band. I love them. They are from the States. They're not from Vancouver. But I do have it on good authority that they're going to be coming up here to perform. Not sure the venue, but if you check me out every Wednesday, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on Annieland Radio. I'll be able to let you know. A little selfless shelf promotion. Oh, geez. Here we go. Up in the air.
Thank you.
Leisure Club, Low Light on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Andrew Willis. That's just my name. That's just what I do. That's who I am. And I'm amazing, and I love it. And I believe that you are amazing and love it too. Because it's Thursday, you have to. Things get crazy and wild pre-weekend. It is bizarre and spooky. Proof of that, though, is there was a bingo brawl. Two elderly women at a Rideau Lakes, Ontario retirement home, were involved in a brawl over a chair Tuesday afternoon. When officers arrived, they learned the dispute was between a 79-year-old and an 86-year-old over a certain seat they both wanted to sit in during bingo. The dispute led to a loud argument, which prompted some of the other residents in the room to become involved in the brawl. So before you know it, you just had a bunch of amazing, empowered grandmothers fighting and brawling over a seat at bingo. Cute. Girl steals pizza car to visit her boyfriend. A 14-year-old Florida girl allegedly ordered some pizza and stole the delivery man's car so she could drive it to visit her boyfriend. Police say Josie Bigelow ordered pizza to be delivered to her neighbor's house. When the delivery man arrived and went to the neighbor's door, Josie, who was hiding in some bushes, ran to the car, hopped in, and drove away. That is really cute. I must say, I quite love that. I really respect that. Josie, you know what? If you want to ever steal my car so you can go visit your boyfriend, you're more than entitled to. If anyone was ever to steal a car to drive and see me, I would feel really honored and amazing. I'd pay the bail for it. So there you go. Valentine's Day goals. You know who is my boyfriend? My fake boyfriend is Max, who is a lead singer of Laverne. We have Laverne with Evil Thoughts here on CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM.
I really get those. We'll say it again. She gotta know something, something. She wants to be my friend. And I get around thinking that it moves in circles. Oh, look, my cousin looks like something. I'm from Urkel. Cause I get those. Well, yes, I do. I really get those evil thoughts. I really get those. Well, yes, I do. I really get those evil thoughts. Then I find out. Table. Well, she told me about Aesop's fables, and I know I'll come about it, but I don't need a table, a break bread like a Cain and Abel, cause I get those, well, yes, I do, I really get those evil thoughts, I really get those, well, yes, I do, I really get those evil thoughts, and then I find out. We'll be right back.
Mattiel with Follow My Name on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Andrew Willis. It is Thursday. I am over it. You're over it. We're ready to move on with life and with things. But before we do, we need to dip into our wallets, pull out some shekels. You know, if you have some coins, some lint, I don't even care, an old bus pass, just give it. I just need you to give and give just a little bit, okay? Ah, there you go. That's my rag. February 28th to March 8th. There you go. We have this thing called Fun Drive. It is a fun, zhuzhy, spectacular extravaganza where we raise money every single year for CITR 101.9 FM, which you're listening to right now for free, by the way. Oh, anyways. Yeah, we're trying to raise $40,000 this year because we want to keep the lights on. We want to keep things going. We want to keep programming independent. A little bit queer, okay? We want it to be a little bit fun, okay? We want spaces and places for all kinds of people to come and speak, okay? Because God only knows, there's very few places that I can go and speak. I'm a little bit too out there for some people, but I'm not too out there for CITR and for our lovely Madeline Taylor, who I love. So just a shout out to her. She is my program director, manager. Extraordinaire, okay? She's a wizard and I love her. I gave her a cookie earlier today. It was really cute. I love her so much and she has a really cute haircut right now. But yeah, all these people that have impacted me and made my life great and amazing and fun and filled with purpose and meaning for the future are all because of CITR. So there you go. That's enough for you, okay? Just give a little bit of money. Give some shekels. Give something. I don't know. Give us some canned preserves. I don't care. Just give us something. We need it. We love you. And we do this all for you. We really do. Because without you, we're really nothing. We have next on the show, Dead Soft. Really great band. Fun band. Don't know what to say about them. But this song, it's a little bit old. It's from 2014. It's called Phase. And here we go. You're hearing it on CITR 101.9 FM. If I can get my equipment to work, for Christ's sake. Jeez. Phase, Dead Soft. Woo! Party!
Why?
CITR 101.9 FM.
That was Peach Kelly Pop here on CITR 101.9 FM. Woo! That's it. That's all. Not for today, though, but for that little blip that we just had. Woo! Weird. You know what's not weird, but also really cool? And it's really making my heart glow and feel excited and wanting to go to Orlando, Florida. Universal Orlando now has a butt-naked troll that farts glitter at guests. That is too good. Universal Studios Orlando has a new character in one of its theme parks with a very particular set of skills. Guy Diamond, a troll from the Diamonds animated movie, has a well-defined bare bottom that not only farts at guests, but fires off glitter when it does. Guy Diamond recently joined trolls Branch and Poppy, who have been doing meet and greets at the theme park for some time now. Attraction Magazine is reporting all this. Branch and Poppy, for the record, are fully clothed. Sources say the troll trio does a dance for the guests. Then after cutting loose, Guy Diamond releases a sparkly fart. This is what I need on a Thursday to feel uplifted. I am feeling the fantasy on this one. The theme park's website shows the trolls meeting with the guests 6 times a day at the Kid Zone in Universal Studios, Florida. Naturally, some fans on social media had some thoughts, with some requesting that this be part of next year's Super Bowl halftime show. True, Super Bowl boring. Universal Orlando, definitely a destination that I am wanting to go to. Could you imagine that? And I love it. It's so regular. Like, it turns out that Guy Diamond is a very regular troll. He farts glitter 6 times a day. We have Young Hearts by Ponytails. Ponytails from Vancouver. Really great Vancouver band. I love them, and you will love them too. Young Hearts here on CITR 101.9 FM. me out, Crystal Kelly, on CITR 101.9 FM. I have a friend with me on the phone. I'm doing like a little impromptu moment this Thursday. Thursday is about being sexy and spontaneous, and I'm feeling sexy, spontaneous. My hair is not feeling sexy and spontaneous. Hello, Emily. How are you? How's your hair?
Hello.
Is your hair feeling sexy and spontaneous?
It is. It's an updo today.
Okay.
I'm on the bus heading home from school.
Spooky. I missed class this morning. That was funky. I missed my bus.
All good.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is happening. What are you and your lovely partner, Evan, doing?
That's a good question. What day is it on?
Honey, they're all good questions. I don't know which day it's actually on. Hold on. Let me just open this up. Let me see.
How.
Next Thursday. Duh. If you add 7 plus 7, it's 14. It's the 7th today. Yeah, it's next Thursday.
So I'll get to see both my loves. I'll get to see you and I'll get to see Evan.
Honey,
how great.
I'm going to be busy at home watching Moonstruck.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. Any other movie suggestions for me since I'm going to be alone on this Valentine's Day? And loving myself.
School, I mean, Thursday, we're at school.
Yeah, I'll be at school. I'll be at school in the morning. Yeah. And then I'm going to have a little me date that night.
I love that. That's so good. Moonstruck is good. Anything John Hughes is good.
Oh,
you could do a little Pretty Woman moment.
Mm-hmm.
You could do... Oh my goodness! I don't know. You could go Disney with it. You could watch Cinderella. You could watch anything. I don't know.
You know what? I have not seen Four Weddings and a Funeral, and I know that's a movie you love.
Oh,
yes.
No, my best friend's wedding.
Oh, right.
Correct you.
Well, right, whatever.
Now.
Wait, isn't what's his face in it?
You're getting Andy McDowell and Julia Roberts mixed up, I think.
Okay, but who's the guy that? But who's the guy in Four Weddings and a Funeral? I forget. Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant's in it. Oh, but he's not.
Yeah.
He's not also in. I don't even
best
know.
You're thinking of my love, Rupert Everett, who's in my best.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I am. I never really found him that attractive.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
He's really tall, apparently. He's like 6'4". Do you
he's
like
very,
tall guys,
yeah.
Emily?
Oh, of course. I date one.
He's not.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
First of all, just a little precursor. I'm not co-signing on that because Evan is 6 foot. That is not tall.
Oh, I thought it was tall. Okay. Well, I guess it depends on your definition of tall. But yeah, 6'4 is pretty tall. I've dated a guy that was like about 6'4. So that's
6'4.
That's a little too tall. Yeah. It was too tall.
Yeah.
I'll just say that. I won't go into detail, but it's too tall.
You're a tall woman.
I am a tall woman.
Yeah. How tall are you? 5'10?
I would say no. I think I'm probably more like 5'10", about that.
Well, you know what? You and Evan look cute together. I love it. There's nothing weirder than when you see, like, oh my God, you know what the cutest thing is that I actually saw the other day on campus? I saw two boys that were holding hands, and one of them was like 6'4", and one of them was 5'1". I swear to God. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, oh my God, that boy must get destroyed. Like, I was like, oh my God, he's so tiny. He's a spinner, probably.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I love it.
Quick question for you. We have this fun thing called Fun Drive, hence why it's a fun thing. It's fun, and we drive for money. Woo! And I need to come up with some ideas to make some Skrilla. So what am I going to do? I was thinking about auctioning off, like, weird activities that I could do, like the Parliament. Yeah, like streak the Parliament for a $1,000 bid.
Dress up and drag, for sure.
I would do that for free.
Oh.
Please.
I want to see it.
Okay, so maybe that's one thing. Here, I'm going to start making notes. Hold on, where's my paper here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. I got my paper. Got out a pen. All right, so we're going to do drag. How much do you think the opening bid should be on that?
Oh, God. I don't know. Like, I guess
what am I worth?
Small.
What are my hairy boobalas worth?
Honey, you're priceless.
True.
I don't know. Start at like 20, make it reasonable, and then, you know, get pricey.
Sounds good.
And then you could also do something like, I don't know. You could sing. You could, something.
Oh my God. You know what I should do? I should sell a date with you. And I'll just sit there and film it from a corner. Well, you know what? Oh. A date at Arby's with Emily Ewing.
For charity, sure.
Oh, God, yeah.
For a good cause. Why the heck not? Ugh. Arby's.
Actually, can we do it at Chipotle's? Because I haven't been there in a while, and I kind of really want a nice, dirty burrito.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Who doesn't? So, yeah, no other plans? Evan hasn't decided to do anything fun with you for Valentine's Day?
We will do something fun. We'll probably go out for Greek food and wine and,
Go home.
Good meal.
Have a little bit of, play a little bit of How's Your Father Been?
Break in the new headboard, of course.
You do have a new headboard.
Fantastic.
At your Hermitage.
Like, that frame is amazing. It's wine colored.
It's a Bordeaux colored headboard.
It's a Bordeaux. Yeah,
you exactly. Harlot, you. You Dickensian harlot, you. You know what they say, shake, rattle, and roll. So have some fun next Thursday on that. Break that headboard in, darling.
You gotta.
Look, you know what we gotta do? That. We gotta go. I gotta wrap up the show. I'm done in 11 minutes. Where am I gonna meet you? Let's go have a zhuzhy drink somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
Do you wanna do a little thrift shopping?
Always.
Because okay, I don't.
I get my $2 Simpsons t-shirts and my... You don't.
No, I don't. I never find anything when I go thrift shopping. But you know what? Let's meet up. Let's maybe grab some Chipotle. Let's conspire together. Yeah. Maybe I'll show up. I'll get dressed up in drag, do Chipotle, and we'll break in your headboard together. It'll be an intersectional...
Oh my God, I love it.
An intersectional moment this February.
I'm here for it.
Sections colliding with one another. We have Walk Away on... on CITR 101.9 FM. Walk Away, Weaves! DVP by Pop on CITR 101.9 FM. You know what? I'm calling it a day. I got to get out of here. I got to get a good shine on. I got to go tie one on with a nice little bow and then untie it and then go to bed. I think I'm going to go get myself a big bottle of OE because that always gets me messed up. Why not? But before I do any of that, with a conscious mind, I must tell you, I must warn you, there is a really amazing show that happens every Thursday at 5 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM. It is called Democracy Watch. And yeah, politics can be a little bit freaky, a little bit strange, a little, you know, kind of alienating. And you can feel like it's not that sexy. But you know who really does make politics easy to digest and understand? It is our lovely Alex DeBoer, who I love very much. So listen to her. She's going to be on at 5 o'clock, just right after the show that comes after mine. Today, Democracy Watch, check that out. And also, big love to my friend Tristan. He has a show, Radio Pizza Party, every Friday. That's at 6 o'clock as well. So there you go, a little bit of cross promotion on CITR 101.9 FM. I think that's all my responsibilities and duties. Don't really know if there's anything else really for me to say or do aside from just tell you how much I love you and I just want to build you up and make you feel good. Maybe I'll do a little bit of promotion for myself. I do this thing called Andy After Dark. It happens every Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. You can go to andylandradio.com and you can find really cool personal podcasts that I do on there. And really, it's a just great way to just sort of sit back, relax, hang out, chill out, and feel good about yourself. Because that's really what these podcasts are meant to do, is to make you feel happy, just make you think a little bit, not get too into it, but just, you know, just reflect, feel good, kind of get a nice little pump up and a little bit of rejuvenation after those terrible mornings on the weekends where you're just so hungover and not ready to deal with your day. I do a show every Wednesday here at CITR 101.9 FM. It is called Andylon Radio. It is every Wednesday, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central, depending on the day and the mood. It sometimes comes out at 10 o'clock, but that's just how things happen here. And we have this thing called Fun Drive, which is February 28th to March 8th. Basically, get me your coins, give me your dollars. We need it. We love it. We need it here at the studio. I need it here because without that, I'm not going to be able to have a show on air. And countless others, apparently. I just picked up Discorder right here. So it's a nice little newspaper that we have here at CITR. It's kind of edgy. It's definitely pretty edgy, actually. And if you flip through it, you can see a lot of great content that's here at Discorder. And you can also see, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4. We got like 100 shows here on the station, damn it, that are free and giving you great content. And people every day are busting their ass to bring it to you and build you up. Okay? because that's what we're supposed to do here at CITR. We're supposed to build you up, keep it local, put on local music, local freaks like myself, who just need to be freaky somewhere. We need a place to be a little bit freaky and to, you know, feel loved and appreciated. And no one makes me feel more loved and appreciated than you, my listeners, and all those across CITR and Discorder magazine. All right, goodbye, folks. Gonna miss ya. And I'll see you on Wednesday.